It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
The Breakdown, a YouTube channel, is reporting $30.8 million in cryptocurrencies from 26,000 wallets have been sent to Ukraine to help in its war with Putin's Russia. More organizations are popping up to support that country's humanitarian and military needs. When the Category 5 Hurricane Dorian slammed into the Bahamas on September 1st, 2019, it left 84 persons dead and another 245 missing. Some Barbadians found it easier and quicker to send cryptocurrency aid to stricken Bahamas. Following the eruption of the Soufriere volcano last year in St. Vincent, Barbadians sent aid in the form of cryptocurrencies to the ash-stricken island. So, should Barbados wait for its next turn for a visit from the growing climate change environmental hazards to allow Barbadians greater ease to receive cryptocurrencies for welfare support? Perhaps the data from the World Bank is helpful. In 2020, Barbadians received remittances amounting to 2.5% of that country's gross domestic product. That's simply a fancy word for the total value of goods produced and services provided in a country during any given year. And remittances sent in cryptocurrencies could end up as value-added tax and a direct stream of income for the financially troubled economy. Barbados might be far from the latest European war, but its effects of a rising cost of living is quite near, and so too is the coming hurricane season. Now, if you found this broadcast interesting, stay tuned for more, much more, from the Starcom suite of station.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.